Jesus loves you. Yes, I know. Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're at part 118 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program 220, and if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will give you the four different ways how to receive a copy of it at the end of the broadcast. So be sure to have your pen and paper ready. The CD and the audio tape are free of charge. Shipping and handling is included. We don't charge anything for that. In the background, you can hear Life Choir and Orchestra playing Yes, Jesus Loves You. It's a part of a beautiful CD that is available on our website. And for a love gift of I Don't Remember, you'll find out on the website just exactly how much it is. If you don't have finance, we just send it to you free of charge. And some of the other CDs that we have available. This choir and orchestra is conducted by H.B. Barnum. And if you go to our church in Los Angeles, California, at 13136 Sierra Highway, you'll be able to hear H.B. Barnum's orchestra and choir and singers. The choir is not there every day, but we'd love you to come to the church and become a part of the choir as well. So we have some letters and a real good message, so don't turn your dial. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, before we start with the letters and before we start with the message, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him, ask Jesus, ask the Father through Jesus, the mediator between God and man, to anoint this service with the Holy Spirit. Father, I love it when you talk through me, and I never want to do a broadcast without it being you that does all the talking. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out your Spirit. Let every word that is being said be yours, not mine, or anybody else's. Lord, open hearts, souls, minds, and give everybody the knowledge of your truth. We're living in a world that is the kingdom of darkness, and yet we have to keep a very sensitive balance between living here in this world of darkness and being with you in the kingdom of light. And we pray, Lord, that you'll show the people of the world the difference of this, and also instruct the children of light into more light, to more of your marvelous light through the word, that the souls may be saved and the church be strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, where is the first letter from?
From Zambia.
Zambia. Go ahead, let's hear what they have to say.
Dearest Pastor Alamo, firstly, I greet you with your family there in America. How are you? With me, I am very well and enthusiastic. Right at this time, I just want to thank you for sending me literature by airmail, which is the fastest way of communication. Your literature is enlightening people to the truth of God, and they are getting saved. It's like a remedy healing all the sores and other diseases in the human body. May God still use you more abundantly. You're so compassionate. Moreover, there is the power of God in you. Your literature is being distributed in streets, towns, suburbs, schools, and offices. People struggle and surround me terribly asking for your newsletters. So many men of God want to join the Tony Alamo Christian Church. This is because of the newsletters, the powerful Messiah books and Bibles.
And let's get involved with our tapes that we have here on the air. A lot of people don't know about that yet, but that's what we're here for, is to inform the world that there's even a deeper knowledge, more knowledge on a daily basis from these television, radio tapes. All right, then what?
The newsletters are shining in Chapata Town like stars now. Thanks very much. God bless you abundantly. So many places need to operate as Tony Alamo churches here. Yours in Christ, Brother Redson from Chapata, Zambia.
Praise the Lord for you, brother. Glory to God, and God bless you, and I know He is. Then what?
From the Solomon Islands. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor, I really thank God for the wonderful work that you are doing. I believe this is what God wants His people to do in these last days. Thank you for the newsletters and literature that you send. I have distributed them to my community and in the church. It has a very big impact on the lives of many people, especially when they read about your testimony and the other things your ministry is doing. These newsletters and literature are very useful in my witnessing for the Lord. 15 families just repented and came to the Lord, and these families are from pagan worship.
Praise the Lord.
We go to them and share the love of God to them and show them the truth of the Word of God, and they realize that there is a true God that lives. So, Brother Alamo, I ask for your help, especially for these new converted families who just came to the Lord, if you could provide 15 Bibles. And one main problem for them is they really need clothes for their children and themselves. Each family has 5 to 7 children, ages ranging from 2 years to 15 years old. This is the main needs identified with these families. We would be grateful indeed if you could kindly assist us with these few needs. Thank you and hope to hear from you soon. Yours in God's service, Pastor Philip from Melita Province, Solomon Islands.
It would be real nice if you people that are requesting clothing, that you'd give us the sizes and how many pieces of clothing and the sizes of shoes and so on, so that we could pack them up quickly and get them to you immediately. And then on the other hand, like to find out if you have clothing stores there that are moderately priced, so that we could, it may in some cases be more reasonable for us to send you the money or to some clothing store there so that you can go pick them out yourself. Okay, and then where's the next letter from?
From Malawi. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I hope you are fine. There is no one who writes attractive gospel literature like you. After reading your gospel literature, many people are receiving Christ as their eternal Savior. I am reaching long distances preaching the Word of God and distributing your gospel literature. Here the ministry is growing day and night. Here, if I could have the printing machine, I would print even more of your literature. I need some more gospel literature, and if you can include a megaphone and you can assist me, I would appreciate it. I do pray for your work. Yours, Pastor James from Luwinga, Malawi.
Okay, well, if he would let us know what a megaphone costs, we could maybe send him money to whoever that is that has the megaphone so he can have it. And he wants more literature, of course, we send that to him right away. And the people that want the Bibles, get them off to them immediately, as we always do. All right, is that it?
Yes, it is.
All right, now, Sharon, you come forward here, and God open the windows of heaven in Jesus' name, okay? And we'll start with part 1:1-8 about how to have God's life living in you. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness. When we come preach the kingdom of heaven, as John the Baptist and Jesus did, then this shows to the children of darkness, the people of ignorance, the people of stupidity in this world. You know, it really gets me, you know, that the Lord is still in this world. He is in us, in us flesh, incarnate, inside flesh. The continuation of His incarnation here on earth, that's us. So don't say that the Lord is not here, because He's in us. Everyone that really is walking in light. We are the children of light. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. He said in one place that He is the light of the world. He says the world lies in darkness, and the darkness does not understand the light. So the kingdom of darkness does not understand the kingdom of light. And that therefore, those of us that are of the kingdom of light, the only way that we are is if we're walking in the light. And he said, let your light shine. So just because you read a few scriptures or because you've said the prayer, the sinner's prayer, doesn't mean that you have enough light in you yet, because the light is the Word of God. And this is why the Lord commands us to study the Word of God, so that we may be more the children of light, so that the people that are in darkness are able to understand, to see, to hear, to understand what the kingdom of light means, so that they're no longer in the ignorance of darkness. And so we have the two kingdoms here on earth, and the only way that they are drawn out of the darkness is when the Lord's children of light are preaching the light. Now, the Bible says that, which is the Word of God. Now, the Bible also says, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are the Holy Spirit, and they are life to you. And so when you're reading the Word of God, you're studying it, what you're doing is studying the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is being increased in you to where you are becoming mature children of light. So that your maturity is necessary in order to be able to lead people that are in the kingdom of darkness or ignorance out of the kingdom of darkness. Only the light is able to do that. The light, the way that God fights darkness is through his children. Now, Jesus was the son or the child, the Christ child. He was the child of light, God. So Jesus was that, and Jesus began leading the light that he had. He was leading people out of darkness, and he led many of them out. And then he expects that we, who are children of light, to allow him, the King of Light, or the King of the Kingdom of Light, to live in us so that he can shine through us, that people can see that we are the ones packing about the King of Light in us. And that way, if we have the light, if we're mature, if we study the Word enough to where we are able to explain or to back off from our own words and let the Lord in us explain the kingdom of light, then the people, this is the way God fights the kingdom of darkness, with the double-edged sword, the Word of God, which is the light of men, and the lamp of men's feet, to be led while they're living here in this kingdom of darkness, to lead them successfully in this very calibrated walk with the Lord, to stay in light while we're living in this kingdom of darkness. It's a very sensitive walk, and it's a sensitive walk that can only be accomplished by being by the light being in us, by the Spirit of God being us, who will teach us all things, because he is the comforter that he was sent. He promised that he would send to us after he ascended into the kingdom of God and sat high above all principalities and powers in the heavens. And so therefore there is a level of light, a level of knowledge. The light is the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God is the Bible. And so if you want the knowledge of God or the light of God, you must study the knowledge of God, the Word of God. And he says, get it with all you're getting, because it is your very life. It's the eternal life that is not just given to you other than in the Bible. It's given to you to study. And the commandment is not to just go to preachers or teachers, or don't, you know, you can believe what I say, but find out if I'm telling you the truth. Pick up the Bible and read it for yourself, because you're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven by saying, well, you know, I used to just listen to this preacher or that preacher, and I just followed what they said. But that isn't the command for you to follow what others tell you. The command is to study the Bible and then listen to people that are preaching and match up what they say against what is in the Bible. Because now, you've got a lot of people, they don't know what a child of light is. A child of light is one that preaches the light. There isn't anybody that is a cult that's going to preach the Word of God. As a matter of fact, a cult is somebody that renounces the Word of God, like the Vatican. That's one, or Buddhism, or Mohammedism. These people do not exalt the Word of God. They tell you that it's dangerous to read, but the Word of God tells you, the kingdom of light tells you that it is impossible for you to enter the kingdom of heaven without studying the light, to know the light, to have knowledge of Christ. So this is the double-edged sword, and this is the fight, is where the Lord has got his word, and he's telling you what truth is. And then immediately, as Jesus said, a sower went out to sow, and he sows seed, which is the word of God, into the ground. And we are made out of the dirt of the ground. And so he's a preacher goes sowing the seed of the word of God. He sows light into us. But immediately, the devil comes and starts attempting to get you to doubt the light, the word of God that you've heard, in order to destroy, to get you to where you will not come out of the kingdom of darkness. And this is the truth. Every time, I remember when I was first saved, because of the supernatural experiences that the Lord gave me, that every one of my friends came at me and said, man, you can't do that. You've got a career ahead of you. You've got a life to live. And Susie, who knew the Bible better than anyone that I ever met, and I went from one church to the other to try to find the truth, and none of them had it. None of them. And she was teaching me the Bible, but she'd open the Bible and show me where the things that she was telling me was the truth. And I'd tell her the things that these churches would tell me, and she'd say, here, this is the exact opposite of what the Bible says, and the Bible is the only truth that we have on this side of eternity. Now, there's people that have PhDs. There's a difference between the knowledge of darkness and the knowledge of light, because there's some people that are just, you know, you would think that they're as smart as can possibly be, and yet they must be born again of the Spirit, so they don't have the kind of intelligence or the kind of knowledge that it takes in order for them to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And they don't have Christ in them. And so you could see their walls. You go into attorney's offices. You can go into the President of the United States office. He's got degrees all over his world, PhDs and DADs and DABs and whatever, all kinds of different certificates, you know, that he's smart, that he's completed these courses. But this is knowledge of darkness. And the knowledge of darkness, still, you're still in darkness if you have the knowledge of darkness, because it can't get you into heaven. And so the only way that you're able to have the knowledge of light or intelligence and to not be ignorant anymore to the real things that are of value in this world and in the world to come is by reading the Word and then receiving the Word. And the Bible states that Jesus is the Word, so we must receive the Word. The Bible says, believe on the Word of God and thou shalt be saved. Well, you say, no, it doesn't. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's true. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. So it says, believe in the whole Word of God from Genesis to Revelation and thou shalt be saved. And so how can you believe the whole Word of God if you don't study it? Amen?
Amen.
So I know that I was considered smart in the kingdom of darkness because I made money and I was able to lead different people's careers to where they would at least initially be successful in the kingdom of darkness. But yet then they start drinking or taking narcotics and drugs and they die in darkness. So this is before I was saved. I couldn't lead them. I didn't have the knowledge of light to be able to tell them what it was that they had to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And when I became a born-again Christian and a child of light, of the kingdom of light, of the King of light, which is Christ, I told a singer that I was that I made famous, Rovan. He has a website, Rouvaun, and I sold him to R.C. Victor because Susie said I should promote this singer, this opera singer, because the Lord, and so many people thought I was crazy because I left such a brilliant career, brilliant to the people in the world of darkness. But I found out that I didn't know anything. That's why Paul thought he was so bright. He was a Pharisee, but he wasn't born again of the Spirit. And so he said, when he became born again of the Spirit, when he became a child of light, when he was born into the kingdom of light, he wrote, I know nothing save Jesus. I don't know anything. Amen?
Amen.
All the knowledge I have is Jesus, because Jesus is the wisdom and knowledge of God. He's the wisdom and the power of God. Because there isn't any other knowledge that has the power to defy gravity. It's like these rockets that go up, and I explained yesterday in the message that it takes more more whatever gas it is that they use, or fuel, to get out of the Earth's atmosphere. That's, they use up 90% of that fuel to get out of the Earth's atmosphere. Well, it takes full belief in the Word of God to get out of the kingdom of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
So you've got to first believe in the Word of God, or else you're still in the kingdom of darkness, of the kingdom of ignorance, stupidity, insanity. When I hear these people that are in the administration talking about what they're going to do in Israel and to get them to believe the Word of God, or they're going to try to solve the problems in Israel and with all the Arabic nations, and they just sit down with one idea after the other, and I just thought, you people are so deep in darkness that you don't really know. But what's happening is the King of Darkness has got everybody so deep in darkness with ignorance and by his lies and twisting everything as he does, to where the people are going to actually believe that Satan is God. And the way that's going to happen is they're causing these goons from the seat of Satan in Rome, groups of goons that are going into Israel and causing trouble, stirring up trouble, and they're in Lebanon stirring up trouble, and just small groups of people, and also in Iran and Iraq and other countries stirring up the nuts. And what the Pope, who will be a Jewish Pope, is going to do, he'll go to the people of Israel and say, now I can end all these problems for you, and the problems are going to seemingly be unsurmountable. And the reason that they are that way is because he, the Vatican, which is Satan, this is, the Bible plainly says that this is Satan's seat, Rome, where Satan sits. That's his headquarters. And he has governors over all the different countries that this Roman Empire has taken over. And so he's going to tell the people of the world that I can, if I'm allowed to come into Jerusalem as the Messiah, I will bring about peace in the Middle East. Well, it's very easy for him to bring about peace in the Middle East because he's the one that's causing the all the problems over there. Now, if I had a bunch of gunsels in these different countries and I'm just raising hell, as he's doing, bombing and sending rockets all the time, and they're just sitting in the Vatican just laughing because they're people, they see them, they love to see people tortured, the kingdom of darkness says, because it's not only darkness, it's wickedness in high places. Well, the highest place in the world of darkness is the prince of darkness or the king of darkness. He's sitting on his seat in Rome. And so he causes all these things, just as we knew from the Sun article that was in this tabloid that you see in supermarkets called Sun, that the Vaticanites, cardinals and the Pope predicted that there would be a lot of different terrorism in early fall, September. And I said, I don't know what they're going to do, but it's really, the Lord's telling me that they are the ones doing it. They're going to cause it. And the people, the governors that they have in the United States, I'm talking about the president and the kings of all the nations that are under the governorship, that have become governors of Rome, they know all about this. They know it's going to happen. And they're, you hear all these reports that the FBI were involved with it. They are the ones that helped plant bombs throughout 9/11, the World Trade Center, and that you saw them evacuating their children out of the federal building in Oklahoma City just before it blew up. So these FBI men, they knew, because their children were there in the daycare center in the federal building. They knew to pull them out, but they didn't warn anybody else. They just got their kids out of there because they wanted it to be a disaster that would cause people to believe that there are aliens from other countries or even other worlds that are in here causing all this trouble, when in reality it's right for Satan to see this. Now, Satan, by his spirit, by his dark spirit, lives in millions and millions of people. And they cooperate with him and they believe him. And therefore they've taken the mark of the beast. And there's no forgiveness for them in this world or in the world to come. But what this satanic being is doing, Satan, he's just causing all the trouble in the world. And then he's saying, I can end it all by simply bringing about peace. Now, I'll show you that I'm the Prince of Peace by going into the Holy Land and also these Arabic nations, and I'm going to tell them, peace, be still. And they will drop all their weapons and everything because they're my groups. And if they don't, of course, I'll have them put to death. Because the Bible says, and he'll start quoting the Bible. And he'll be part Jewish or all Jewish because the Bible tells that that's what he'll be, a pope that is Jewish. And there's several of them standing ready to be nominated as pope. And the reason that it has to be, Satan knows that the reason it has to be a Jew, because they know, he knows that the Jewish people would never believe or receive a Gentile Messiah. He has to be Jewish because they know the Messiah when he comes will be Jewish. And they'll see him bringing about peace, because what he's going to do is say to all the goons that he has causing the trouble in the world, if you don't stop, he says, you know, I hired you to do this and I'm going to pay you the same salary, but don't do it anymore, because if you do, then people will not think I'm the Prince of Peace, okay? So when he brings about, when they all stop doing that over there, and then the Jews are living in peace, and they say, my God, this is the Messiah, for sure. It's the Messiah. We bow to you, we bow. And then he's the Messiah here, this false Messiah, who walks into what they call the temple of God, because 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 states that they're going to build what they call the temple of God. That's what they think it says. But it means that we are the temple of God. What's going to happen is Satan, his spirit is going to enter into the Christians that don't know the depth of the Word of God. He's going to enter into them and say that he's God in the temple of God, which are all these people. And there's going to be all these Christians that were once saved are going to fall away from the Lord, because they're going to believe that this false Messiah is the real Messiah, because he brought about peace in the Middle East. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what this is all about, because no one can figure out any rhyme or reason why these things are going on, because they don't know the Word of God. They're not enlightened. They're in ignorance. They don't understand what the world of darkness is doing. But because of the fact that I was in the world of darkness at one time, and I was in the promotional field, I can see a good promo when I see one. I know that this is a good promo, and that it's going to deceive many people, because people that are in darkness or in ignorance are going to believe that this will truly be the Messiah. But when he enters in that temple, there's no man-made temple that is the temple of God anymore. They say there's going to be a third temple. But there's only two temples, and now the third temple is the human body, where Jesus lives just like he's in me now, and just like he's talking to you right now through me. All right? Now, how could anybody understand the things that are going on in this world today when they seem so complex to these leaders? And some of these leaders know exactly what's going on. They know this is a big theatrical scene that they're doing in the world. And the people are believing, just like you can see a movie, a motion picture, and man, you really believe that it's the truth because it's so well done and the actors are so good. Even the last Pope, John Paul II, was an actor or an actress. I hear that he was a he-she, or whatever you want to call it. There's a homosexual, and then it's a child molester. I mean, he was filled with all kinds of darkness. And he wanted he was a frustrated actor and singer, because he sent for my friend, who was the owner of Cashbox magazine, and he wanted to wine and dine him in Rome. So he sent an airplane ticket for him to come over, and then he had one of the people of the Vatican taking him around and showing him the catacombs, because the Pope, they said that he was a little busy right then, and while he's waiting to see the Pope, entertain him and take him through the catacombs. And then when George Albert, who is the head of Cashbox, told me, he said, Tony, we know you're telling us the truth, but he said, what do we do about it? Well, George, you have to start telling people, you know, do something for the Lord. I believe George is dead now. I keep trying to get a hold of him a few months ago, and I couldn't. They said that Cashbox magazine had closed down, and the reason that happened is because George told me all these things, and I put it out on tape. I put it in a piece of literature that I'd written. And so I'm sure they attacked him. And then we have Mr. Peeler that told of how this wonderful United States government was paying him to assassinate me, and that this wonderful, supposed to be American government, deliberately went to Waco, Texas, and deliberately would not allow David Koresh and his people to surrender. Some of them they let, but they wanted to kill him. They went there for the purpose of killing them. You should get that piece of literature that I wrote, and so that you could see knowledge is the truth of the light. And I'm telling you the things, and thank God that this man got saved through a piece of literature that I'd written, Mr. Peeler, John Peeler, who was a former FBI, BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms person. And he said they tried to recruit him to go and kill those people in Waco. And I think he said he did have a small part in that, and they wanted him to bomb the federal building. And also he said he took part in the bombing as an FBI man, and a BATF man, of the World Trade Center. And so you can see that this is a definite conspiracy. And what I've tried to do is bring this to you, this light to you, so that you're not ignorant anymore, that this is definitely a nation that is a member of the one world government, which is run by Satan's seat in Rome. And they're taking orders from this evil man, and every pope has been evil. It doesn't make any difference what people tell you. You have to read the Bible, and it states that these people are in darkness. And there's no one that is in darkness that can be of the light unless they come to the light. But they don't come to the light because their deeds are so wicked, and they don't trust the Lord to save their soul, even because of all the darkness that they've done. But it doesn't make any difference how much darkness you've done. If you'll come to the light, the Lord will save your soul. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I'm not saying, you know, okay, you guys wanted me killed, and so you paid them, and you wanted our church closed down. And also they're paying a lot of people to say all kinds of false things about us, but yet, about me and the people in this church, but yet we send hundreds of thousands of dollars overseas to the starving people there, and also people that don't have water, to build water wells. And I did it through other ministries so that we could have proof that it was us that gave that finances to them. And we feed the clothed and housed people. People that are of darkness, they don't readily give up cash for poor and needy people. They give it to people like federal agents to try to kill you. But that isn't doing people any good. If you try to stop me from preaching the kingdom of heaven to you, to where, and exposing the darkness so that you're not any longer in the ignorance, or children of ignorance, or children of darkness, that you can come out of that and be saved. I mean, how have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the light, the way, the truth, the life. And if you're in trouble, and you want to serve the Lord or anything, you can come in here. We provide everything for you. If you really are of the Lord. And even if you're not of the Lord, you can come to our place every night and eat. That's one thing for sure. And we give you a box of food to take home as well, and especially if you have children. But for anybody. Now, you're not an evil person if you do that. And if you're sending hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bibles and tapes and airtime we're spending, and we're not government-sponsored at all. As a matter of fact, the government, is without a shadow of a doubt our enemy. Because it's not the United States government anymore. What it is like Roman canon law that we have now that hates the Word of God because it's the light of the world. It's the kingdom of the light. And look, you know, even if you're of the kingdom of darkness and you're afraid to read the Bible, be like Nicodemus. Get a Bible and take it into your house and read it, and you'll see that the things I'm telling you is the truth. What do you think about that? Yeah. So, why, you know, there's no profit. It doesn't make any difference if you're the wisest man in the kingdom of darkness. You're still not going to get into heaven if you die and you don't know that you won't die tonight, or in the middle of the night you're laying there helpless, and then all of a sudden the Spirit of God just comes down and yanks you right out of your husk, and you're up before the judgment bar of God, the great white throne. And then you get cast right down into hell waiting for the day of judgment, to where everyone's going to go up there and be judged finally and sent into the lake of fire. Is that what you want? Why is it so hard for you to pull out of the kingdom of darkness, away from the king of dark, of evil, lies, everything that is the opposite of knowledge and truth and understanding. Why would you not want to know the truth? Because when you know the truth, then you'll be free from the kingdom of darkness. Satan has you penned up in there in his penitentiary, and he doesn't want to let you out. But if you receive the word of God, if you believe the Jesus, which is the word of God, that's the only hope you have for pulling out of the kingdom of darkness, of ignorance, of stupidity. Downright, it says there couldn't be anything more stupid. Now, the difference between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of the kingdom of heaven is two different things, because the wisdom of this world cannot save you. Only the wisdom of the kingdom of heaven, the word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can save your soul. Okay, let's read some more here.
As Christian believers, we live on earth, but our citizenship is in the kingdom of heaven.
Right. Now, we all have to have a passport into the kingdom of God. Okay? And if you don't accept, it's just the same way in this world. If you, when I was convicted falsely by this kingdom of darkness, or the Roman Empire that runs this country now, they took my passport away because I couldn't travel here and there. The only way that you can show your citizenship of a country is if you have a passport. Amen?
Amen.
Well, the blood of Jesus on your soul is the passport into the kingdom of heaven. If you've got any sin on you, then your passport has been revoked. And so, or if you begin sinning again after you've been saved, then you become the slave of sin, and there's certainly no slave of sin going into the kingdom of heaven. Your spirit that's in you is the very same spirit that's going to go up before the Lord. And if there's sin on your soul, you're not going into God's kingdom of light, because in the kingdom of light there's no darkness at all. Anyone that believes that you can sin are still in the kingdom of darkness. And your king is the king of darkness, of the kingdom of darkness. So you don't have a chance. So believe me when I tell you, just study the word and do what the word says. Receive the spirit of God in you. And if you've received any other spirit, there's people out there that say every kind of evil thing about me that there is. These are people that are totally in ignorance. Because all the things that the Bible says that I'm supposed to do, I do. And everything that the Bible says that that you're not to do. They lie. They twist what the Word of God says. They twist what we're doing over here. They totally lie about what we're doing here at this church. There are people that that are in this church that were, and people that were in government, like John Peeler, that they got close to this church and they read my literature, and they're born again of the Spirit now, and they're strong Christians. Because John Peeler, the former FBI and BATF man, did not assassinate me. They threw his son in prison, and he's there to this day. And they say, well, if he'll go ahead and assassinate me, well, they'll let his son out of prison. So they're for sure attempting to recruit other people to assassinate me, and this is coming from the Roman Catholic cult. That's where it's coming from. Yeah, the Pope. He's the pontiff, the king of darkness, because it's the spirit of darkness that's living in this Roman cult, the Vatican, the Roman Catholic, what they call church, which is a cult. And they have governors, they have people right in the White House. And President Bush, as much as said, is he's the puppet of the Pope. And we're praying for him, and from what I understand, he knows the he knows the truth, but he won't receive it. And that's why he's his wife is upset at him, because he's back to drinking again, it says in one of the tabloids. Laura Bush, according to this rag sheet, stated, either be my husband or be the husband of Jim Beam. which is a brand of liquor. Was it Jim Beam? Yeah, Jim Beam or Johnny Walker or Four Roses. And so he's so depressed. And they say that the world is on his shoulders. No, it's not. He's just taking orders from the Pope. He doesn't even have to think. He just does what the Pope says, and it's getting to him, I believe, because he's drinking himself. He figures this is my last term anyway. I mean, I can't stand all this. From what I understand, there's 12 blocks that the White House is roped off, 12 blocks, because there's probably so many people that are upset with him that he's afraid that, you know, somebody's going to throw a walnut at him or something and bounce it off his head, or God only knows what else, and Satan knows what else, because Satan doesn't care about any of his own people. He many times has killed his own people. As a matter of fact, when a pope doesn't do exactly what they say, they kill him. And John F. Kennedy, who is a Catholic, they killed him. And why am I saying all these things? Because it's not good for you to be ignorant to the devices of Satan, the Bible says. And so few people are afraid, so afraid of Satan that they're afraid to pin the tail on the donkey, okay? Satan Satan isn't cute. I mean, he's really out to assassinate people, to kill people. He did that to the people over at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They're totally, if you read any of E.G. White's writings, you'll see how totally against Rome that she is, and because of the fact that she was, and because of the fact that David Koresh was a Seventh-day Adventist, they killed him. From what I understand, they killed E.G. White as well, because the doctrine that she has, a lot of it's not true, because we're supposed to worship the Lord every day, not just one day. We are commanded to come unto the Lord, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you Sabbath to your souls. That wouldn't be just one day a week, that's every day. And believe us Jews that are preaching the gospel, because our ancestors are the ones that wrote the Bible. So don't tell us what the Bible says, ask us, okay? Don't tell me, ask me, okay? I'm right on, friends, I'm right on. Because this isn't my doctrine, it's the doctrine of the Lord, and it's the Lord talking to you through me. And it's not good to be ignorant to the devices of Satan. It's not good for you to be herded into hell like a bunch of cattle. That's incidentally what they call the people of this world. We have to rule the cattle. And you see these newscasts where George Bush is talking to a bunch of the elite people of the world, and he says, you know, some people call you the elite, but in so many words, he says, I call you my comrades, all you rich people, because he's taken benefits away from the poor to give to the rich. And this, again, is coming from Rome. This man is a out-and-out puppet of Rome. Well, let's read a little bit more.
All the resources, authority, and power of the kingdom of heaven are available to us as we seek to live as faithful and responsible ambassadors of our King.
Right. See, now, people that have been given money by Rome, they feel that this is the epitome, you know, because all they were poor, you know, attorneys or poor governors of states. They don't get that much. But when you become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, I mean, God gives you everything. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all the things of the universe are given to you. I mean, you sell your soul for a paycheck, and for that you're the president of the United States, and they're going to put you on a dollar bill, or they're going to put you on a $3.50 bill, or they put you on some kind of one of these fake coins that they have. They don't have silver coins anymore. Even pennies are being made out of some new material than copper. Everything with these people is money. Then go ahead.
When anybody would ask us the question, where are you from, we must give careful thought to our answer.
Yeah, I'm from the kingdom of heaven. Where are you from? Well, what do you mean? Where I was born? Joplin, Missouri. Where was you raised? Montana. Well, where did you live? Did you live in California? Yes. Did you live in New York? Yes. I lived in a lot of different places. Winnipeg, I almost froze to death. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Toronto, I lived there. I lived here and there. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in Israel. Praise the Lord, and I'd love to be there right now. Okay, and then maybe the Lord will let me go there. I don't know. Then what?
The more we learn to think like kingdom people, the more we will act and be as kingdom people.
Right, but it has to be the kingdom of heaven people. You can't be a kingdom of darkness people. Amen?
Amen.
There's only two kingdoms. You got to be of one or the other. And as for me and my house, we'll be of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light. Then what?
The more we act like kingdom people, the more we will proclaim the gospel.
Kingdom of heaven people. I'm sorry, I didn't put that in there. Okay, the kingdom of heaven people. Then what?
And the more we will proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to a lost world, a confused world, a dangerous world.
Well, it's so dangerous. The Bible says we're living in dangerous times in the end times because people be lovers of their own selves. And that's what it is. Is it dangerous to be lovers of yourself? It sure is, because we have to give self up in order to have Jesus. You can't be of yourself. You can't be selfish and have the Lord living in you with the Father by the Spirit. You have to surrender yourself unto Him and let Him give yourself to Him as a gift so that He can live in you and declare the kingdom of heaven in and through you. Okay, then what?
This is a world where the citizens are full of fear, because that is our primary reason for being called into God's kingdom.
Yeah, people fear death. They fear that they're going to be blown up any minute, and they fear. I had an uncle that he's dead now, but I got him to believe the Bible and believe in Jesus. And he says, Tony, I don't fear death so much, but I fear where I'm going after I die. Well, I said, Clayton, you don't have to worry about a thing. If you just receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole Bible into you, and you just do what it says, it's simple. Because when he enters into you, he gives you the power to be able to do it. You must have God's life living in you. That's what this program 220 is all about, is having God's life living in you. Then what?
It is important that we learn to live distinct kingdom of heaven lives in order that others can see the difference between the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
All the people that have ever been born on this planet have faced the same intention, designed for one kingdom, yet are forced to live in another.
Yeah, we're forced to live into this kingdom of darkness because we were born into it. That's why the Lord says we must be born again into the kingdom of light. And if you refuse the mercy that God has provided for us and you and myself and everybody, then you're just sending your own soul into the lake of fire, hell in the lake of fire. What profit is there in ignoring what God says and not doing everything that you within your power to do what the Lord commands you to do? Okay, then what?
Most people are never able to clearly define this menacing problem. For them, life always seems out of kilter, without purpose, and full of misery, as if something just doesn't ever fit. They're greatly dissatisfied and discontented with life, but don't really know why.
Okay, and so if you're discontented with not life, but death, because if you're not born again of the Spirit, you're dead in your sins and trespasses, and you're in darkness. Well, then come unto the light, come unto the Lord Jesus, come unto the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of life, by saying this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus said, I lay my life down and I raise it up myself by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart Lord Jesus, and I invite you in to my spirit, my heart. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. My soul, my precious soul that you died for. That's why it's so precious, because you died for it. You won't turn me away. You said, all that call upon your name shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, because I'm calling out to you for salvation, to get out of this rotten kingdom of darkness and get into the kingdom of light. Therefore, I know you heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my precious soul, so precious to you that you died for me, to the Father, that you were sent into the world to die for me. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways how to receive this program, 220, by CD or by audio tape. And shipping and handling is also free of charge. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. I'm so happy that you were born again of the Spirit this evening, that you've accepted the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light, the King of light, and that you're totally rejecting the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of ignorance. Tomorrow will be tape number 119. Program 221 tomorrow. Yes, Jesus loves me. He loves you too. But he takes no pleasure in people that want to remain in darkness. So get in means stay in. Don't ever love darkness again, because there's no profit in it. I know he loves me because why? The Bible, which is the light of the world, or the Bible, the light of the world, tells me so. God bless you and praise the Lord until tomorrow. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, amen.